This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at Southtown Hyundai.
I'm sorry for getting you roped into this.
Yeah, I got a message from another radio host in our city who ironically was on Reddit and found a subreddit. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
To be honest, I am not on Reddit unless I find out that people are talking about me. I go on there and I just burn them back. That's okay. What I do. And I've only done, this is the second time I've had to do this and stand up for myself. He reached out and said, yeah, there's a thread about you and how you made fun of Reddit yesterday on your show. And I was like, I didn't.
No, that was me. Here's the clip from yesterday in a segment we call We Get It.
Hey, Edmonton and Reddit, we get it. You hate Jason Kenney almost as much as you love pictures of the Walterdale Bridge. There's nothing else on there.
I just want to know what the people on Reddit look like. Can't they have a profile picture, please?
Yeah, that would be good.
They're all so cranky. So that was specifically about the people that make fun of me. I'm like, who are you?
Right.
Do I know you? Are we friends?
So this ends up on Reddit, and the actual post got the station name wrong and also said that you made the joke, and then everybody starts tearing into you. And I'm going to read some of the best comments.
Please.
Okay, Vin Du wrote, they can frig off.
Hey!
Market Accomplished wrote, is Lisa Evans more concerned about what Jason Kenney is actually doing or that we're complaining about it? Priorities. Well, actually, she didn't make the joke. I did. And next, this one I do like, this comment. Zian writes, to be fair, you guys are pretty obsessed with that bridge. there are a lot of pictures of the Walterdale Bridge. It's a beautiful bridge. I'm okay with that. And there's a lot of bashing of Kenney. And you know what? With some of the decisions he's made, he deserves it. So I'm okay with the, but it's just very focused on those two things, it seems.
Well, and clearly the original poster, is that what they're called? See, like I'm not on Reddit enough to know the cool terms. They weren't paying attention enough. Because first of all, the bit We Get It, we're just kidding. And second of all, I didn't say it. But it's really fun to go through the comments and reply to people because they don't expect it.
So I just commented and said, yo, like it was me. Also, you guys are all about supporting local, but you love to bash local radio stations and hosts, it seems.
Yeah, you're like, let's listen to Spotify. I can't believe radio hosts are still a thing. We're like, yeah, we talk about local things here in Edmonton. Your Spotify podcast doesn't.
Yeah, we talk about local things like your stupid Reddit sometimes.
Ryder and Lisa.
Trudeau spoke to the country yesterday on all the major news networks. No mention of water bottle boxes.
No, I wish.
And here is the announcement.
We're on the brink of a fall that could be much worse than the spring. I know this isn't the news that any of us wanted to hear. And we can't change today's numbers or even tomorrow's. Those were already decided by what we did or didn't do 2 weeks ago. But what we can change is where we are in October and into the winter. It's all too likely we won't be gathering for Thanksgiving, but we still have a shot at Christmas. Together, we have the power to get the second wave under control.
He say every sentence the same way.
Yes.
Like every one of his sentences ends with this.
Low inflection.
Low and serious.
Okay, so we're not doing Thanksgiving. So when Mariah Carey tweeted Thanksgiving is canceled, she wasn't kidding.
No, apparently not.
She said it first. Okay, so I need to go out. I will be back in 20 minutes. I need to go grab as many pumpkin pies as I can before they pull them from the shelves.
No, I don't think it's that canceled. I just think he's really trying to let us know that large gatherings.
He's hinting. Don't do it.
Yeah, just keep those circles small, especially as we go into cold and flu season. We have one of our listeners, a scientist, Janice, who reached out yesterday and said she's quite worried because a lot of people will think that they have just a common flu, stay at home and end up in serious condition. A lot of people who have a common flu will think they have COVID.
So they'll be in the hospital.
Will end up taking up space. Yeah, it's just going to be a really extreme winter. So buckle down, be smart, be safe, and water bottle box.
Tell me something good from Mustara & Company, your personal injury lawyers. 780-428-6565.
Play 107.
My story is local. It's actually my mom's best friend, Marla, who posted a Facebook status. I wanted to share it with you. Maybe you are the woman that she's talking about that was at Safeway yesterday. She said, I have to give a shout out to a stranger I've never met. I was at Safeway around 3:40 p.m. yesterday. Well, she said today, but you know what I mean. My bank card just would not work. It said chip error. I went over to the bank machine as the teller said the machine had been having some issues. I came back to the till, but the cash was in my pocket, so it looked like she didn't have any money, right? The woman behind me said, would you like me to pay for your groceries? Sometimes the cards just don't work. She said, it's no problem. I absolutely can pay. Clearly, she could see that my groceries were over $100. Whoa. She didn't know that I had the cash in my pocket. There's a huge need for kindness in a time of stress, and she just outright offered. I don't know if she was trying to make me feel better, thinking that maybe I didn't have any money. So she was just comforting me, saying, like, sometimes cards don't work. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But Marla had the money in her pocket and paid for it herself. But just the fact that this woman was so kind.
Yeah, awesome.
I love that. So if you are that woman, thank you for being wonderful. Tell me
something good. She wasn't wearing a mask, though.
I just made that up.
I made that up. my story is about Marty's Place. I just came across this amazing sanctuary for senior dogs who, as you know, have a rougher time getting adopted, right?
Rough.
So they ended up spending more time in adoption process.
Yeah, sweet angels.
Yeah, in shelters and things like that. So I just went and checked out this Marty's Place, which is in New Jersey. Currently, they have 21 elderly dogs residing there.
Are they just living their best life?
Yeah. And they actually adopt a lot of them through this place. And as soon as they have one go out, they go to a shelter and get another senior dog and get them prepped.
Please tell me they do like Sunday night bingo and they get treats.
I don't know if they play games with them. I would imagine so, but pretty awesome.
Yeah. Tell me something
good. Have you ever done anything heroic? This story about a pregnant woman I'm going to tell in a second is insane.
Yep.
But this text first is, I dislodged a piece of steak my uncle was choking on at a restaurant with the Heimlich maneuver.
Yep, steak will get you every time.
Nice work. That's from Becky.
I always think that I'll be able to do it successfully, but the panic of me being like, am I hitting the right spot? Yeah. Am I getting them in the good...
Did I just break your rib while you're choking?
Ooh, you said something your grandpa did once.
Yeah, he was choking and he just went outside quietly, which was a dumb move because my mom was a nurse, or is a nurse.
It's too embarrassing to be like, I'm joking.
No, it's not, though. You really should ask for help. Yeah. Anyway, he went out and just threw himself on the hood of his truck over and over until he dislodged it himself.
Wow.
And he ended up breaking three ribs. So, like, why, man? Cool move, Gramps. Anyway, I have a story about a buddy that I'll just give you the Coles notes to, that he didn't even know he was a hero until later in the week. We were in Mexico in Cancun. He was my roommate. There was a bunch of us that went. And I woke up and there was blood everywhere in our room. And I was like, what happened?
Wild night. too many whiskey drinks when and tequila shots.
No recollection of why I didn't know if I was bleeding. Anyway.
I can't imagine that anxiety.
Turns out he was in the bathroom at the time. My friend was trying to stitch him up with a needle and thread. Dumb. We were dumb.
Cool friends.
Anyway, my buddy got jumped by three dudes in Mexico. And it wasn't until later in the week, he doesn't remember why he got jumped, because we're drinking
too much. So how does he remember getting jumped?
He remembers just like getting
beaten up. Okay.
And then like running through a hallway at a hotel that wasn't his. Anyway, later in the week, we're at, you know, a beachside bar, and a girl comes up and says, thank you so much. You saved my life. And he's like, what? So apparently there were three guys in a back alley.
Right, with this woman.
Mistreating her in some way. And he told them to stop. And then they turned their aggression on him and beat the hell out of him. But.
Hero.
Right? And
that
he doesn't remember
so
it.
Awesome of him.
If she wouldn't have saw us, we would all just thought he was an idiot.
All he probably did was go, hey, what's going on down here?
This pregnant story I got to tell you about. A woman who is pregnant. Jumped in to save her husband who was being attacked by a shark. He went swimming off of a boat.
But what movie plot is this?
Attacked by a shark, and she jumped in pregnant to save his life. He apparently has to have surgery on a very roughed up shoulder. All right, West End Nicole, we've been waiting for this one. Tell us your crazy heroic story.
I used to drive school bus like way back. So this is probably about 10 years ago. And I was down on 118th Ave. And there is this guy who is beating on a prostitute down there. And I mean, like, he was really beating on her. And I drove my bus up onto the sidewalk and I bumped him with the bus because he wouldn't stop hitting her. And I was yelling out the window at the same time, telling him to let her go. If he didn't let her go, I was going to keep bumping into him. And he wouldn't let go, so I just kept bumping into him until finally he ran off because the police came. I had dispatch call the police, but I stayed there. Yeah.
Okay, I think we all have the same question. Were there kids on the bus?
There was kids on the bus.
I didn't even think about that. I pictured an empty school bus for sure.
Ryder and Lisa
on Play 107.
This took off. We asked for your heroic stories.
Before we get into them, I just wanted to give a little shout out. Tracy wrote in saying, thanks to the kind lady that paid for my meal at Timmy's, the one on Wayne Gretzky and 118th Ave. This is the second time at that location.
Wow.
That she's gotten her meal paid for. There's a lot of kindness out there. You're all heroes.
Heroes. Absolutely. Aaron told us a story on the text line of pulling a friend from a burning car just as it was like engulfed, just before it was engulfed in flames after a crash. How intense is that
one? Yeah.
Danielle's on the phone at 780-784-7107. What do you got?
A big group of us went down to the river, and one of my friends dared me to swim across. And it didn't look like that big of a river. So I was like, okay, I can do this, no problem. You got to come with me, though, right? So we swim across, went way downstream, and I would say, like, not even halfway through it, we were going under. And she was going further and faster than I was, and just, like, the panic is setting in. Just terrified. So I was smart enough to roll onto my back and to at least keep myself above the water. And then I'm just watching her like just drift further and further away, and finally got her attention to like get on your back. And it still took us quite a while to get back to, but I swear if we had waited even another minute longer, we both would have gone under. It was scary.
Ooh, that's intense.
Yeah, wow.
So don't go swimming in the river.
Yeah, or at least have like proper, even better people with you to come and get your ass out.
Did you get any like any praise or like a thank you, or was it kind of just a silent heroic thing?
You know what? Honestly, I didn't even really like the girl that much. It was kind of like, we're done.
Okay, so you are actually the epitome of a good person.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You've come across something, and we need to discuss where we're at with it.
Yes, a lot of women are sharing this on their stories. If you're listening right now, maybe you're one of them. All I have to say is make the chili. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So there's this post that's getting shared and shared and shared, and it's called Make the Chili. I'm going to read it to you. It says, a good friend of mine unexpectedly lost her husband. A couple months later, we were running together chatting about nothing. She asked what my dinner plans were, and I told her hubby wanted chili, but I didn't feel like stopping at the store. We ran a few more minutes when she quietly said, make the chili. It took me a few minutes to realize we were no longer talking about dinner. It was about going out of your way to do something for someone you love, because at any moment they could be unexpectedly taken from you. So today I'm sharing with you that wisdom handed to me by a dear friend that I've thought of many times since that day. Next time someone you love wants to go for a walk, watch a football game, or play a board game, or simply just put your phone down and give them your undivided attention, just do it. Make the chili. Mm. So at the end of this story, it's a metaphor, but not in her situation. She literally has to go home and make the chili. So that's why I was like, oh man, that would suck in that moment because I hate cooking.
Yeah, you do hate cooking. I like this.
But I like the undivided attention. Please, yeah. When someone says, please put your phone away, listen to them.
Well, there's a lot of advice like this about parenting, about how like, you know, like be a kid with your kid.
Because you don't want it to be
make
too
those
late.
Moments. It's just gone
it's
if
just
you're
gone.
Not careful. But there's not a lot when it comes to like being a partner mm-hmm. and stepping up for the other person. I like it. I like to make the chili. You think it's got a bit of a 50s feel because it's like,
only because it's
woman,
like,
cook for your man.
Make my chili. I'm like, okay. Can we do something else instead?
If you look at it, and take out the male and female parts of it. And
let's
just
do that.
Have like,
it could be for anyone.
Right. For a friend,
make
for someone
chili.
You love.
It's a metaphor.
I could really go for some chili.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm just hoping that you've read this,
no.
that you've let it absorb, and that you hit the grocery store on the way home.
But I'm not a good cook. I will make pasta, though.
You won the chili cook-off here last year. You use the I'm not a good cook as an excuse to not cook. You make a damn fine chili, and I want some. Make me chili!
Make the chili!
Ryder and Lisa on Play 107.
It's time for the nostalgia off as we each come up with a list of four items that are going to bring you back. And
hey,
whoever does a better job of giving you all the feels from your childhood wins. You have to text us 780-784-7107 with whose list hits you harder.
I'm going to just demolish you. Like, it's embarrassing for
you
today. Okay, I'm going first. Chocolate Dunkaroo icing under your fingernails.
Mm.
Jumping in a pile of leaves your dad just raked up.
We go back and forth.
No, we don't.
We do.
How do people remember our lists?
And then we recap. And read them all. It's just one for one. You can't be...
Oh, well, you're just mad that I'm already winning.
No. So you did some about under fingernails, okay?
Dunkaroos chocolate.
My first submission to the list is Magic Eye posters. Remember those 3D posters and your one friend could never figure out what the image was in the background?
I don't know
that. You had to like change your focus of your eyes to see what was in the background?
Oh, like the one of Jesus?
I don't know.
Number two on my list, jumping in a pile of leaves your dad just raked up and there's a wet spot. Ew.
The teacher rolling in the TV and knowing you're about to get entertained while learning.
Bill. Bill Nye. Getting hit in the eye with a sky dancer.
Okay. The don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your mouth song.
Playing 13 Dead End Drive.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
And my last submission is dying of measles while playing Oregon Trail. You thought I was just going to finish it with dying with measles?
I don't know how I feel about that one. All right, so again, you vote on the text line 780-784-7107. We'll announce a winner next. I'll just spitfire mine real quick. Nostalgia off. Let's go. Chocolate Dunkaroo icing under your fingernails, jumping in a pile of leaves, getting hit in the eye with a sky dancer, and playing 13 Dead End Drive. Iconic board game.
Magic Eye 3D posters, the teacher rolling in the TV, the Don't You Put It In Your Mouth song, and dying of measles while playing Oregon Trail. What are the votes like? I haven't had a chance to look.
It's quite tied at this point.
It's quite tied.
Yes.
That sounds like you're quite lying.
Well, I'm just, to be honest, I wasn't counting. I was too busy writing back all the people that voted for me, and it's taking forever. So I have a feeling I won.
So there you go. If you'd like for Lisa to respond to you, you just have to vote for her. How unfair is that?
To be perfectly honest, I do think that you won. Vietnamese police are investigating a condom recycling factory.
No.
They were busted washing and recycling them and passing them off as new. This is illegal because they are considered a medical item.
I know you want to spend some more time on this story, but it's probably smarter if we just roll on.
Honestly, I don't even see that. It's not that bad. I mean, they're only used for like 3 seconds anyway.
When nightclubs open again, things are going to be different, hey?
Everyone's going to forget how to talk to other people. They're going to be really self-conscious about their mouth and their breath after wearing a mask for so many months and realizing, whoa, I in fact do have bad breath.
Right. Just be a little more self-conscious at that. About like getting close to people will be different. I noticed that clubs are open, nightclubs in Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And there's one in Saskatoon that have boxes, max 4 people. On the dance floor.
No.
So you go into like your own little closed off area to dance.
Well, that's so unfortunate because with my dance moves, everyone deserves to see them. They should not be boxed off.
Did you snapping your fingers?
Hey,
isn't that your only dance move?
Yeah, I dance like Elaine Bennis. But that's about it.
When they open up again, I feel like I'm going to be too old for them.
Yeah.
Whereas like before COVID, I was also too old for them.
Just even more so now. Right. Perfect.
Ryder and Lisa
on Play 107.
Oh,
Holy man.
A serious feud is shaking down online right now between Smash Mouth and a radio station in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's not doing very well. Like, it's not a viral tweet, but a lot of radio people are reading it and laughing. But we wanted to share it with our listeners because you might enjoy this. It says, this is Smash Mouth tweeting towards this radio station saying, can you stop talking over the songs? This isn't 80s AM radio. You're disrespecting the artists. Do you think they want your voice as their intro? That's one of the reasons our song All Stars starts off with vocals.
They also call them your stupid voices. So they're mad, quite upset about this. Their radio station responded with, we only play 2 minutes of commercials at a time. It's our 2-minute promise, which is quicker than it takes for someone to name a Smash Mouth song that wasn't in Shrek. Zing.
Wow, I love it.
All right, so they don't like talking over their songs. We found one of their songs with an intro. Normally, as radio hosts, you do get the opportunity to talk while the start of the song's playing. They don't like that. So we're going to try some other things maybe instead, okay?
Okay.
So if they don't like that, maybe they'll like, I don't know, helicopter sound effects over their song? Or lasers? Maybe cows mooing? Should we try one more even though they're singing?
Wait, we're talking over them singing. This would drive them nuts.
I bet. Imagine okay. Women playing tennis over top of their song. Ooh, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
Sorry, Smash Mouth.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.